This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't even know what the Browns quarterback situation is going to look like
it's a little
tomorrow.
Hairy. It is definitely a little hairy, my friend.
Do we have one healthy quarterback?
Huntley? Yes, Snoop Huntley.
I mean, they're not going to play Flacco, right?
Nope, he's not playing in this one. They already announced that he was out. Pickett is still dealing with the hamstring issue. Dylan Gabriel still has the hamstring issue. Shedeur Sanders now dealing with the oblique issue, which means one quarterback is standing. That's Tyler Huntley.
All right, let's do this just for a moment, because I do want to talk about this story that broke. Neotrans put it out there, and then as Daryl Riders already has react from the Browns on this thing. But a law firm representing the Haslam Sports Group was notified by the state's aviation administrator that a permit application for building the new Huntington Bank Field in Brook Park near Hopkins was denied. They got a certified letter on August 1st to let them know that. So it sounds like both sides are working through it. It appears that within this letter that it extends into the air navigation zone by 58 feet, which is like, I know we were just kind of doing a little bit of research on it and very little. That like it's a five-story building too
we
tall.
We are not architects. No. We are not city planners. I am far closer to Art Van Delay than I am to anything else going on here.
Just on the surface, though, Dan, and to me, this just seems like it's a boil on the backside of the Browns or a pimple. Sounds like it's going to be a pimple. I hope it's just a pimple, because the last thing I want to see is having to maybe see the Browns have to play more road games, or I mean, if they have to stay in the stadium for another year, I
it
mean,
makes me wonder if that's where it's headed.
Everyone's got a hug and kiss, though, for them to play for another year,
that'll
right?
That'll be the tough part, is, you know, having to go back to the city and go, hey,
we want to rent
that
your
time?
Can we rent your building for another year? And then the city be like, oh, sure. And then like
give you an insane number to rent that stadium for another year, because you're sending them back a year.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Jeff. He's an architect in St. Louis. Jeff, tell me, is this a boil or do we need surgery?
I think it's making a mountain out of a molehill.
There we go. That's what I want to hear. Okay.
Yeah, no, this is something that they'll work out. And if the Browns design staff has been working with the Federal Aviation Administration, they've been working with a number of aviation experts, I'm sure they have a pretty good idea of what they can do. It'll probably just be a matter, it might even be just a matter of educating the state aviator. A lot of times people look at codes and don't fully understand them, and by the time they do a thorough investigation, they discover it won't be an issue after all. I think they're more likely to reach resolution at this of the stadium in its current location rather than moving it, because you do have dominoes that fall when you change the location. The reason that the stadium is situated or planned to be situated where it is can be due to a number of different factors, some of which are like soils conditions, others could be utilities.
It might be, yeah. So I guess they caught a couple of breaks, especially with electricity, because of the way the electricity is set up out there. I've been told this, that the Browns caught like some major breaks with that, but you kind of also have to wonder what that soil looks like after, you know, they were building cars on it for all those years, right? I wonder, well, I mean, is it a big deal?
Can,
you tell
it
me.
It can be what the soil, it can be also what, yeah, that will happen with the, as far as cleanup goes, and that's an environmental issue.
Okay.
But really, the type of soil that's underneath the ground does greatly affect a building. If you have for instance, if you have a soil that has a lot of clay content that expands and contracts, with depending upon the amount of moisture, that's undesirable. You get rid of it or you dig deeper. And so this could be just a matter of maybe a little bit of digging deeper and adjusting the limits, the height limits. I think they'll resolve this.
Thanks, Jeff.
Right, so
I got to believe, hang on.
Digging deep.
Can we be honest? Isn't our current stadium built on garbage? It's a landfill.
Valid.
I mean,
that's valid.
We got an airport that's built on garbage too. I mean,
yeah, because my
keep
question
throwing
was,
your garbage
was
away.
If there was some kind of ordinance that was like you can only dig X amount down. So at least Jeff's saying there in St. Louis, who's an architect, saying, hey, that might not be the case. They might be able to just dig this thing deeper and it'll resolve itself, which hopefully is the answer, because that seems the path of least resistance.
Yeah, again, we're talking about a story that just broke. Ken Pendergrass broke it with Neo Trans talking about, and that's his blog. The new Browns Stadium denied ODOT aviation permit. I also thought it was interesting that he said that the part about this that I think is interesting is the FAA has signed off on all of it, right? According to Peter John Baptiste from the Browns, the Haslam Sports Group, our aviation consultants were surprised by ODOT's letter from 2 weeks ago, which is flatly at odds with the FAA's careful analysis and determinations resulting from well over a year of in-depth work. I don't know. I didn't even know ODOT worried about what was in the air. Did you? I guess they should. They're the Ohio Department of Transportation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in the air is transportation.
Chris is in West Park. Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Oh, I think this is ironic. So when Jimmy has his first press conference, he's going to do his best Maxwell Smart. He's going to go, missed it by that much. And I have one other question. Don't they fly flagpoles at the top of stadiums? Aren't they going to have to lower the, you know, all the different poles that determine the wind and everything?
Well, Chris, this is weird.
Dome, so.
They're playing in a dome, so whatever wind is coming off the air conditioner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, that's true.
It's okay,
that's
Chris. True. All right, thank you.
All right,
thanks, Chris.
I am here for all Maxwell Smart references, though.
Is that funny, though? Like he was in the zone. He was like, "Man, don't they have to put poles up to figure out the wind?" And I'm like, "I don't know how fast will the fans be blowing inside."
Bad news for you. It's an indoor facility, but I like where your head's at.
Let's talk to Mike, the soil expert. Man, this is great. I never realized how smart all of our listeners. Mike, the soil expert, help us, my friend.
Mike.
All right. So I'll expand upon I'm not going to expand upon flagpoles in an indoor stadium for the previous caller, but I will expand upon the architect conversation earlier.
Yes.
I'll just allude to a couple of things that he didn't touch upon. So he's right. Hopefully they'll find a way to work it out regulation-wise without having the altar. Because I'll be honest, his take on just moving the stadium a little deeper or moving it a little bit, I disagree with that a lot, because understanding the way soil works in different locations, just moving it a few feet one way or another can mean a lot.
Okay.
Now, hopefully they did soil tests and did core tests in other areas, and they already have a second site idea or a movement needed. Sometimes they'll do this as a precautionary thing when they're doing the development and the estimation of a cost of a facility, just in case they find something surprising when they get to the excavation point. But let me tell you one thing about going deeper.
Okay.
That would be catastrophic.
Okay,
because
why?
Because the cost would go, because now you have, this is a hole in the ground.
Right.
You have to pump water and groundwater out of this hole, no matter what, constantly.
Okay.
So the types of pumps and machines that'll be used to run this stuff through a power outage, through all kinds of other things to protect this thing from flooding, the cost will exponentially explode.
Ooh.
That's just how this stuff goes. Nothing gets cheaper for any, especially when you go deeper.
Sure.
And there's no thing to say what they're going to find down there that they can't do it there in that point, that they'll have to go to another site. These tests take a lot of time. And one last bit of speculation.
Sure.
I heard potentially that somebody at ODOT who's high up potentially could have something to do with his name is Billy Bob Ronayne. I think he might have.
All right, Mike. Okay. Only we can find jokes.
Oh, yeah.
About a permit being denied.
Of course we can find jokes about a permit being denied.
That was such a great phone call. And all of a sudden at the end, I was like, oh,
it was,
man.
I mean, it was great stuff. And it's a great point, because you kind of worry about that thing of, okay, you're going to start digging and digging and digging. And I didn't think of the water portion of it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good point. But yeah, but come on. Our current stadium is on a lake on garbage.
I mean, it's well-packed garbage.
I don't know. Roger's in Sagamore Hills. Roger.
What's up, Roger?
Home of the Nordonia Knights. What's up, Roger?
Nordonia Knights. Hey.
Hey.
Move the stadium to Sagamore Hills. What a great idea. But.
Hey, you got room. Let's be honest. Your school district probably has some room there off of Route 8 between Hudson and Nordonia Hills schools. Let's be honest.
Oh, there's plenty of room
and
out
maybe
there.
And maybe
sure.
They could reconvert. Was it Boland Stadium right there when I get off the freeway? Maybe they can make that ready for the Browns.
I just don't think it jives with the character of bucolic Sagamore Hills.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, August 1st, Haslam's lawyers got this information, and the M&D had a press conference, and nothing was mentioned. Well, understandably, because now they have to figure out, okay, what are we going to do here, and how does this affect the overall cost, which they're subsidizing in part, taking taxpayers' money, unclaimed funds, still in the court.
Okay.
Oh.
What's the point? The point is it's a snag. Okay, thanks, Roger. Gotcha. I'm trying to get you a new stadium there in Nordonia Hills School District. And now you don't need a new one. The one you have right now is gorgeous anyway. I tried. What do we got next year? Let's get back in. I want to talk Ohio State. I've been dying to talk about what's going on with the quarterback situation at Ohio State. Doug LaMaurice, Kings of the North. He's going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.